Testing, testing.
Seen all good people turn their heads to each day, so satisfied I'm on my way.
Welcome to a very special edition of Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show. This week, we are covering Yes. I'm Mr. Zero.
I'm Missy Mars.
We'll be right back.
shouldn't take away the startled memory. All in all, the journey takes you all the way. As apart from any reality that you've ever seen and known. Guessing problems only to deceive dimension. Passing past the climb halfway into the void. As we cross from side to side, we hear the total mass retain.
Down at the edge, round by the corner.
I remember the 60s. Number five.
That was the song, Close to the Edge, all four parts, from September of 1972, from the album of the same name, Close to the Edge, a number three album on the Billboard charts, which sold 1 million copies, making it platinum. Worth noting, this was the first time the famous logo designed by Roger Dean was used on a Yes album and all the albums consequently afterwards. Their bassist and founder was one Chris Squire, born on the 4th of March in 1948 in London, England. He expired on the 27th of June in 2015. He came from the band The Sin.
On vocals and guitar, we have John Anderson from Lancashire. He was born on October 25th, 1944, and was previously in The Warriors. Mr. Zero, didn't you meet John Anderson?
Well, yes, I did. I met him outside of his van. He's a little bitty guy. He walked out and he said, hello and goodbye. Got in the van and wouldn't sign my record. First drummer was one Bill Bruford, who was in the band from 1968 to 1972. He was born in Kent, England on the 17th of May in 1949. He was from the band Paper Bright Tissue.
All right, the second guitarist for Yes was Steve Howe. He joined in 1970. He was from London. He was born on the 8th of April, 1947, and played with a band called Tomorrow.
Their second keyboardist was one Rick Wakeman. He joined the band from 1971 to 1974. He was also born in London on the 18th of May in 1949. Oddly enough, my sister and my godson's birthday. He was from the band The Straubs.
Drummer Alan White replaced Bruford on the drums in 1972. He was from Pelton, England, and was born on June 14th, 1949. Previously played with the Plastic Ono Band.
Their third keyboardist was Patrick Mraz. He was in the band from 1974 to 1976. He was from Morges, Switzerland, born on the 24th of June, 1948. He was from the band Refugee. I have also met Patrick. He was playing a hotel ballroom. When he saw me walked in, he asked me if I was a musician. I said, yes. He said, come over here and jam. I said, no, thank you.
And this is The Remembering, Hi the Memory, from Tales of a Topographic Oceans. This album went gold in December of 1973. It was number six on the charts, and it was the last album with Rick Wakeman.
So the ends meet.
Listening to these 20-minute songs brings me back to being a little kid and going over to my dad's house, turning on the stereo, putting on the giant Bose headphones, and just listening to vinyl all day long, reading all the album covers, looking at the artwork, trying to memorize every little bit that I could. I love long songs.
I bought Yes Songs because it had all of this great artwork on it. I was somewhat interested in the guitar playing because I was learning guitar. And so I put on And You and I. It was probably the most incredible.
Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show is recorded at Wishing Star Studios in St. Paul, Minnesota, and sponsored by Jambots Railroad Train for Android iOS. Mr. Zero's is in Roseville at 55113, CDs, records, and more. Check us out on Facebook. Past episodes can be found on MrZeros.com-podcast. And for more information about these artists, go to RosevillePatch.com.
If your guitar or bass amplifier sounds like this, you need to take it to RD Electronics in Cottage Grove, 55016. Call 651-767-2496. That's RD Electronics Professional Amplifier Service. And tell them the Star Child sent ya.
Taking us out, The Gates of Delirium from the album Relayer, a number 5 album on the Billboard charts. It is also a gold album for Yes from November of 1974.
Stolen eyes will not be never freedom. Bye.
You've just experienced the Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show. I'm Missy Mars.
And I'm Mr. Zero. Thank you for attending the Rock and Roll Party.